Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Genesis Land Development third quarter results conference call. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for a question. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for the operator at any time. I would like to remind everyone that this call is being recorded on Friday, November 7th, 2014. I would now like to turn the conference over to Bruce Rodacek. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Joanna, and thank you to everyone for joining us today. With me are members of our management team, including Mr. Mark Scott, EVP and CFO, Mr. Rauf Mohammed, our corporate controller, and Mr. Bharat Reddy, our manager of financial reporting. Before I start, I'd like to remind listeners that certain statements made in this call are considered forward-looking in nature, as outlined by securities regulations. Actual results may differ from expected future results due to various risk factors associated with our business. Accordingly, the forward-looking caveat contained in our November 6th news release is applicable to discussions and comments made during this call. I would refer you to the cautions appearing in our news release and in our annual and interim reports. Yesterday, we released our results for the third quarter of 2014, and we're extremely pleased with our team's achievements. During this time, we built significantly on our accomplishments from the first half of the year, delivering excellent performance in all areas of the company. Genesis continues to evolve, largely as a result of the dramatic turnaround we've engineered through our continued successful implementation of our strategic plan and dedication to increasing overall company value. We continue to strengthen our position to take advantage of the current economic environment and to act on potential opportunities for future growth. We had another exceptionally strong quarter from a financial perspective. Consolidated revenue increased by 67% to $33 million for the quarter and 52% to $105.7 million on a year-to-date basis. Gross margin before recovery and write-downs increased by 67% to $9.3 million for the third quarter and increased by 32% to $27.3 million year-to-date. Net earnings for the quarter improved by 194% to $4.4 million and to $14.5 million year-to-date. This was driven by the strength in both our business segments, combined with the strong real estate market in the Calgary metropolitan area. Over the third quarter and year-to-date, we continued to meet a number of our 2014 targets and deliver on our objectives by 1. Further growing our home building business, 2. Simplifying and streamlining the organization, and 3. Continuing to grow our land development operations by selectively acquiring midterm land for future development. Our home building business continued to grow in the third quarter, realizing improved profitability, improved margins, growing revenue and unit volumes. As I stated in the second quarter conference call, we typically recognize higher home building revenues in the summer and fall months when home building activity is at its peak. Due to this trend and our efforts, our home building business has improved in almost every measure of performance, including levels of quality never previously achieved at Genesis. Notwithstanding our progress, we're continuing to push for further improvements. For the third quarter of 2014, we achieved a gross margin of 17.8% while recognizing 62 home sales versus 15.4% and 40 home sales in 2013. On a year-to-date basis, home building gross margin increased to 17% compared with 14.5% in 2013, while recognizing 154 home sales versus 122 homes. During the same period, new home orders increased by 49% to 201 versus 135 in 2013, while total new homes with firm sales contracts increased by 66% to 161 compared to 97 for the first 9 months of 2013. We're continuing to make progress in meeting our 2014 targets and anticipate that we'll meet or surpass our margin dollar expectations in home building. Notwithstanding, and as indicated in last quarter's conference call, we will likely end the year a few units short of our original 230-unit target, due primarily to adjustments in production scheduling once the sales process was completed. Our land development segment continues to generate positive results in both increased revenue and profitability, exemplifying the continuing strong and improving financial performance for this area. Earnings before income taxes and NCI for the third quarter and year-to-date 2014 was $3.4 million versus a loss of $6.2 million in 2013, and $18.2 million versus a profit of $0.9 million for 2013. We reached 90% of our land development business segment goal of 277 lot sales for 2014 by the end of the third quarter. And during the first 9 months of 2014, residential lot sales increased to 250 versus 162 for the same period in 2013. This resulted in a gross margin of 43% during this time period versus 57% in 2013, and the difference in gross margin is primarily due to a change in sales mix. We continued simplifying and streamlining the organization, realizing scale efficiencies in our home building business, which has translated into a profitable business segment. I believe we have turned the corner with this business and proved its potential as a strong contributor to the company's growth in 2014 and beyond. In addition, better operating efficiencies are being realized in our land development business segment. Also during the third quarter, we were able to bring on stream a new company-wide information system. As this system is fully implemented over the next several quarters, we expect to attain better management information and will benefit from more effective communication with our customers. I want to congratulate our team for their continued success in these areas. We're in an extremely strong position as a company, both from an operational and financial standpoint. Genesis has more cash on hand than it has drawn loans and credit facilities, and that is largely due to strong cash flows from operations and the sale of the non-core Atchison development land parcel in the first quarter of 2014. As a result, debt to total assets dropped to 5.4% at the end of the third quarter from 16.1% as at December 31, 2013. Our cash flow and our significant unutilized debt capacity allow us ample opportunity to identify and evaluate future potential growth activities and or consider shareholder distributions. Subsequent to the end of the quarter in October, we met another one of our 2014 objectives, to continue to grow land development operations by selectively acquiring midterm land for future development. At that time, we entered into a firm purchase and sale agreement for the acquisition of approximately 350 acres of land located in southeast Calgary along the Bow River for $52.5 million. The property is in a desirable location, overlooking both the Bow River Valley and the Rocky Mountains, and close to the new Calgary South Health Campus Regional Hospital in Calgary. The community is ultimately expected to include nearly 2,100 homes, parkland, and supporting community commercial development, with construction forecast to begin in 2021. Once completed, it will encompass a large-scale community with multiple product categories in a rapidly growing area within the city of Calgary, and the development timeframe will support the future planned growth of both our land development and home building businesses. We're also taking advantage of the strong market for commercial sites to begin the marketing for sale and or joint venture of a major mixed-use town center development site in northwest Calgary, which is part of our Sage Hill Crossing project. We're very pleased to be operating in a strong economic environment in Alberta, supporting expectations for vigorous pace of activity in Calgary's home building industry throughout the balance of 14 and likely well into 2015. Despite recent volatility in crude oil prices, which may temper growth estimates for the province, we do not expect any long-term impact as of yet. Excuse me. The current market, combined with our strengths, is resulting in the successful delivery of our strategic plan and adding value for the company and its shareholders. Again, I'm very proud of our team's accomplishments and where we are today as a company, and we continue to be focused on executing our strategies that will build an even brighter future for our stakeholders. In closing, I'd like to thank you for your attention and very much look forward to reporting on our accomplishments for the year end in early 2015. At this time, I'd like to open up the call to questions from the investment community, and our team will be pleased to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Should you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch tone phone. You will hear a three-tone prompt acknowledging your request, and your questions are polled in the order they are received. Should you wish to decline from the polling process, please press the star followed by the two. If you are using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before pressing the keys. One moment, please, for your first question. Thank you. Your first question is from Jimmy Chan of GMP Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Just on the average sale price per home, this quarter it was up about 12% from a year ago. I guess two questions there. One, is that the same mix we're talking about, or more or less the same mix of product? And sort of what would be your expectation of pricing trend as we look out over the next few months? Is that indicative of what you would expect?
Pricing is up. There's no question about that. There's sales mix issues within the changes, and it depends, on the community. Different communities in Calgary, for example, have a much higher overall price distribution than some of our communities in Airdrie. And it's also a mix affected by the size of the product within the community. So I can't quote a general or a specific percentage increase in the market. Roughly speaking, I think we're around 7% Calgary-wide as an industry over last year. So part of the 12% is a function of our sales mix.
But Jimmy, it's pretty tough to draw any conclusions from any particular quarter just because of that sales mix.
Right. Okay, but the general trend, though, in terms of what you're seeing, you know, as you put homes on the market, what would you say the general trend is in that 7% range so far?
That's what I believe industry stats are over the last year.
Right, and in terms of your product.
And again, I want to qualify that. That's across Calgary, and you know, you've got to differentiate between the price trend on resale homes versus new homes, and you've also got to recognize within that overall sales trend is a changing product mix across the industry as a whole as you move from what historically has been a larger single-family component towards an increasing share of the market by multifamily development.
Maybe put another way, if you look at your communities and, you know, what sort of pricing increase are you seeing, let's say, from phase one to phase two, or like that's sort of what I'm trying to...
Yeah, no, I get what you're trying to say, but even the pricing is up, but with the challenge I have is even from phase one to phase two, using your example, there's differing product mix within those phases. So it's really, we actually don't have a phase one and phase two that are identical. But I would say that overall the bias in pricing is consistent with the market.
Okay. And then on the town center side, is there any early indication as to how that sale process is going in terms of level of interest, anything of that note?
I'll let Mark Scott deal with that.
Yeah, we have just gone out to market the property, so I don't expect we'll hear serious indications until early 2015. Although that, you know, we are finding good interest just from the initial contacts.
Okay.
Being well received.
Okay. I'll turn it back. Thanks.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As a reminder, should you have a question, please press the star followed by the one. Thank you. Your next question is from Martin Braun of J.C. Clark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. Good quarter, guys.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. So just talk a little bit about the seasonality of lot sales versus home sales. I noticed Q2 had a lot of lot sales, Q3 lower. I assume that's a seasonal thing.
Yeah, lot sales are a function of a couple of things. It's a function of the nature of the contracts that we do with our third-party builder partners, and the timing of lot takedowns pursuant to those contracts, as well as the timing of completion of servicing and the registration of those lots within phasing. So I don't like to read too much into quarter to quarter same quarter last year numbers. Overall, our numbers are up, and not only are we enjoying increased activity in our home building business, but so are our builder partners, and so they're taking down lots at a pretty fair clip right now. I think everybody's enjoying the buoyant economy in the province.
Right. Okay. And the second question is, in regard to the home building, I would assume that your home building operation builds on exclusively Genesis lots?
Not quite. Right now, we build on a combination of our lots, lots purchased from a joint venture of which we're a 50% partner, and that's referred to in our financials, as well as lots from third parties. The third party component is not a large component of our operations.
All right, so to that point then, as the home building operation is now running so well, is there potential to do more of that third party lot business?
There is always a potential. I think one of the challenges we have in the market today is the combination of the robust economy and the policy environment is putting constraints on lot supplies. And as a result, lot prices are going up and home prices are going up. While we're blessed with a significant supply of approved land which can be serviced and brought to market, not all of our competitors in the market as a whole is. And as a result, some large integrated developer builders are also withholding a greater share of their own lot production for their own operations. And the pure builder, so to speak, without a supply of inventory to bring on stream is being constrained. And so the short answer to that is it's getting harder to go out into the marketplace and bid on a third-party basis.
Great. Okay. Thank you for that answer, and thank you for another good quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Jimmy Chen, GMP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi.
Good morning again.
One more question on the Southeast Calgary land that you guys just bought. I just wondered if you could just, for the benefit of everybody, just sort of walk through the rationale and the merit of that acquisition, especially in sort of the context of, you know, allocating capital when, you know, your stock arguably 50 cents on the dollar, you're buying your own land at versus buying this land at fair market value. So I just kind of wondered if you could rationalize that for us.
I think both Mark and I will take a cut at different pieces of this. Let me just start with the sort of operational rationale. You know, our both of our business segments are growing, and the economy is strong, and we expect it to continue to be strong. And so there's a need to bring on new inventory, and we view land purchases like this as not so much land banking of super long-term land, but really buying inventory. And so there's a need to continue to fill the hopper of inventory to provide growth for our operations. I think there's always a challenge. Let me just back up again. So this parcel came up, and it had a number of attributes that we felt fit our business model. Its size, and the ability to create a large-term community, which we have done historically in Airdrie in the northwest and northeast of Calgary. And it provided what we thought and what we believe is going to be predominantly a residential product mix, likely with multiple product types, which fits well into our development activities as well as our home building activities. So from a business perspective, it was the right fit for us, from a timeline perspective, we view it as medium term, and we think it will augment our existing holdings and partially fill what we see as a need to create flow in those years. I think there's always a challenge when we're at a discount like this, and the logic of buying in effect our own assets at a discount and matching that with the need to continue the business. The allocation issue is an ongoing discussion, and I think it's fair to say that there's been previous words spoken about a balanced approach. We had a special dividend in June, I think, and this acquisition, and I think it's the issue of that balanced approach and how ultimately cash flow from operations and asset dispositions will be allocated, is an ongoing discussion at the board level.
Yeah, and Jimmy, the acquisition doesn't prevent us from considering other options. I mean, we have no debt, so we're not putting all of our cash into paying down debt, so we can consider a wider range of options now.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Anthony Hamill of Broadview Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Another good quarter. Jimmy asked most of my questions about capital allocation. So just on the non-core assets, assuming the Sage Hill sale goes well, it sounds like early interest is good. Is there anything else material on the books that you'd consider non-core, or once we're done with that, it's pretty much just clean lots and developed land?
Anthony, the Sage Hill I wouldn't call non-core.
Yeah.
It's just that, we think now is the right time to sell in the cycle. It's a major asset in Calgary. It fits right within our strategy, and it's also part of a larger project. And the development of that site properly can also add value to the 51 acres we have to the north of the town center site.
Right.
We have, after the sale of the Atchison property, we have very few assets that are non-core. They might be large in terms of number of acres, but the value is in the $6 million range.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And so those are being disposed of in the normal course. They are fairly unique assets, and so I would expect that dispositions of those will be sporadic.
Okay. And then just maybe to follow up on Jimmy's question, this is might be somewhat repetitive, but with the stellar balance sheet you have now, whatever the proceeds are going to be from Sage Hill, and the ongoing cash flow from the business, even with the recently announced land acquisition, the company is still going to be extremely cash generative and under-levered. Obviously, we've spoken on calls like this. You've mentioned returning cash to shareholders. Is there a time frame that shareholders can expect an announcement on what the uses of all this excess cash will be now that you've solidified the land base, and even with that, and if there are follow-on acquisitions, there's still plenty of cash to do a substantial issuer bid or a special dividend or even a regular dividend?
Is there a time frame? The short answer is there's been no specific time frame set by the board. I would say it's fair to say it would be reasonably early in 2015. What I can say is there's ongoing discussions, and I think Look, this whole concept of a balanced approach is trying to weigh the various views on how distributions can best enhance value, and recognizing the trading value and volume of the stock, and they're fairly lengthy conversations,
right.
and those considerations are substantive. So there's been, we've been talking about this for a number of months. I can tell you that it is a regular and lengthy topic that's getting, the highest levels of attention all the time.
Right, but it's a priority for a board, and we as shareholders and management of the board are all in general agreement that the company has more cash than it needs, and it's not a question of if there'll be some measures to return cash to shareholders. It's a question of exactly how and when. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's probably true. And one thing to keep in mind, Anthony, is that we've got operating cash flow, which is at one level, and then just by the nature of our business, we have lumpy sales. We had the sale of the RioCan project in 2012. We had and we got the cash flow in 2013. We had the sale of Atchison this year. Potentially, we have a sale of Sage Hill next year, and that changes the dynamics of what you're going to do with the cash.
Right.
As you probably have more options to consider as you're balancing growth and return of capital and share buybacks or whatever is decided by the board.
Right. Okay.
And I think
all right. Well, we wait, and we're encouraged by the results, and hopefully we'll see an announcement on capital return in the not too distant future. Thanks, Sean.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please proceed.
I want to thank everybody for attending today's call, and we look forward to reporting on our progress and annual results in the new year. Have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. We thank you for participating. We ask that you please disconnect your lines.